The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Fear knocked at the door.
Whoa.
Well, okay. I forgot about that step. Wait till you get older. Forget about that one. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered, and nobody was there. Fear knocked at the door. Fear of going to school. Anybody afraid of going to school this week? Starting school? Did you start school? All right, in 1 week already?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of fun. What school is that? Macomb. Okay. She know you? Oh, you heard him. Okay. Never know who's going to hear you. So sometimes students can be afraid of going to school, particularly in this day and age when we even have to pass legislation about bullying at the college level. And so there was some legislation passed not so long ago about bullying. Let's talk about being bullied. So there are students that are afraid of so-called bullies. And that happens, doesn't it? It happens on our playgrounds, and it happened 10 years ago, didn't it, in this nation. And ever since then, we've changed. And there's a lot of fear that encompasses a lot of people. And it's really not the way for us to live. It's not the way for us to live in fear, to be afraid. Fear does terrible things to us. It paralyzes us. I tell you the story when I was in the eighth grade, and one of the priests asked me to be a lecturer, a reader at Mass at the AMBO, there at the podium, the AMBO, AMBO, and my knees literally shook as an eighth grader. And he was very wise in his ways and said to me, "Just plant your feet." So I planted them, and he said, "Talk slowly. They don't have the words anyway, except those that are maybe can't hear for whatever reason. So they, you know, might have a missalet or the readings, so that they can ingest the Word of God. And that helped a whole lot. But what helped more was practice. Practice going to school. So there's another student here at Michigan State University School of Osteopathic Medicine. Now, where is he? Okay. So you're a second year student there?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you afraid the first year?
Very afraid.
Very afraid.
Yeah.
And so did faith help you?
Yes, it did.
Okay, where does she live? So faith is an inner resource, and you know, come back with a quick response. You would say faith lives within. It's good for us to have that inner resource of faith, because faith does see us through. Sees us through times when students might bully us or exclude us, or you know, any one of us. The bullying can happen at home too. I hope nobody is thinking about bullying anymore. If you have at home a sister or a brother, and I want to see those who have been bullied. No. After Mass. Remember the old days when the pastor would say something like, what? Are you allowed? Remember anything? Should I go over there? Okay, the pastor said that. You have to know your answers. Be prepared. Awesome. Okay. And if you know your answers, or if you've studied, it's good to study a little bit at a time. And so in today's gospel, what does Jesus do? Jesus gives us a good recipe for forgiveness. What does he say? He says, if your brother or sister sins against you, go and tell him or her his fault between you and him alone. So that doesn't mean we go over the fence, and over the phone, and elsewhere and talk to everybody but him or her who has offended me, right? All right, it gets better. If he or she listens to you, you have won him or her over. But if he or she does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses, of people who know about the situation, not those who think they know about the situation. Sometimes my four sisters speak for me. They're all older, so they care about their younger brother, you know, deeply. And I say, well, you know, at least let me speak for myself while I'm still living. You know, you might speak for me when I'm dead. But he won't like that. We know he won't like that. And so I have to forgive them sometimes. I had to forgive the Tigers for changing the ball game today from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock tonight. You know, and then a classmate of mine from the seminary was probably already there. I wasn't intending to tell you about this one. I guess I need to talk about it. And sometimes we have to forgive those who make changes. And it's a good change because it's the national game of the week. You know, everything's looking good for Detroit. You know, the president's coming. Whoops, did I say that? You know, the president's coming to town tomorrow, and the Tigers are going to win tonight on national TV. And so people won't have anything to talk about Detroit. People do talk about Detroit, don't they? Or they talk about you and me. And so this recipe here is very good, where Jesus says, you know, if he or she refuses to listen, tell the church. And the church is the people of God. And if he or she refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collector. And those were the people, Gentiles are us. We were excluded. So, you know, anybody like us are Gentiles. And Jesus said, I came to save everyone, all of us. And Jesus included everyone. And so students, you know, whether faculty or administrators, or the youngest student here present, you know, we're called to really try to use this recipe in our relationships with each other, at school or elsewhere. Oh, that's all right, I'll get it. Well, thanks anyway. Yeah, go ahead. No. See, everybody almost got up. Well, at least these three did. What happened to the red? No. Remember those days when a priest would come into the classroom and we would freeze, right? Yeah, so we were afraid. Now, so fear, faith, and forgiveness. We have it all today in today's gospel. So students, we're going to bless you later at the blessing and administrative, administrators and faculty. So I invite you, after communion, after blessing, to come in the middle aisle. And if others are so inclined, as in the early church, people extended their arms. As parents sometimes, the custom of Italian or Polish or German or whoever, bless the children before they go to school. You know, it's a beautiful custom. So I encourage you to stand in the aisle, youngsters or oldsters and students and faculty and whoever else. And, you know, in fact, we're all students, aren't we? We all learn something every day. You know, Leo Buscaglia, the great Italian, said that he'd read something before he went to bed every night. And that's a good idea. Sometimes we're so tired, you know, sometimes, the words don't seem to help the eye because the parent is so tired or someone has worked all day, so you just give up on the newspaper and you say, better I say my prayers, fall asleep in the arms of the Lord, and commit. So I invite you to commit to this gospel today. You know, the world really hasn't tried it, I don't think. We really haven't tried forgiveness at the level where Jesus wants us to forgive. You know, the world is so fractured. And this goes for families as well. And I challenge Dad and Mom as well to show the lead, to be the leaders who help the youngsters learn this recipe about how to forgive. It's really a lesson in how to resolve conflict at home or at school and elsewhere. So will you forgive? Will you try not to be afraid and trust in the Lord? So who's going to take the little book and read it about bullying? Okay. All right. And what did your son say? Oh, God, no. This is... Well, we're going to read it right now for that. Okay, what's your name? Cole.